Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Hafid?
Yeah, this is Hafid, yeah.
Hey, Hafid, how's it going today?
Good, 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 good.
Awesome. I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator here, Zion, about your listing. He was bringing me on to tell me that you've gone suspended from your listing on Google. Is that true?
That's true. I did appeal the second business that's verified from Google. I did appeal, but denied. Okay. It's not approved. But the main business,
okay.
I do the appeal again, and they're still in the process right now. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Do you know why you got suspended?
When I came from overseas, they changed my name, the business name, and the phone number. This is what happened exactly.
Okay. So are you still located in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Well, I mean, what we would do is we would just make sure, one, we would just be able to pick up where where you left off with Google, and re-verifying you and getting you back up. If this is how Google works, if they have suspended the account and they've taken the account down altogether, we will help you build a new one. It's up to Google if they want to reinstate it or not. But we will be able to give you a straight answer on what's the next steps for Swift Locksmith. So then that way you can take those steps necessary and we can help you so that way this doesn't happen again. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. But the most curious, I need a customer review because I was in the business for 9 years and I don't like to have to miss my reviews with my customers. That's 9 years that they work with, yeah.
I know. 100%. And that's why we're gonna help you try to get this Google business listing back up and running. But at the end of the day, like I said, I just want to set the proper expectations for you. If Google just decides to cancel or take down the listing altogether, we will just have to build you a new Google business profile. Now, that's not to say we can't build your reviews back up again. We can help you with that and, you know, we can send out a text message to your customers that have left you those reviews, but you would have to start from scratch. But the key is to try to get the one that you're already working on here. And that's where we can help you in getting answers and making sure we're verifying that correctly again. Okay.
Yeah, this is what I need. If you can give my listing back with my reviews, I appreciate that. This is what I need. I don't need a new one because I need my customers to start from the beginning. No, I was in the business 9 years. They don't like to start over.
Right. I know. So we're local/ we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We're going to be the closest thing that you're going to get to Google at the end of the day. What I'm telling you is this, we're going to work on trying to get the one that got suspended unsuspended. Okay, that's our first goal. After that, if they say no, then we have to make a new one. That's if they say no. If they say yes, then cool. We can unsuspend the one that we're working on. But I'm just sharing with you what's going to happen on both sides if they say yes, if they say no. I just want you to be prepared is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I'm just always straightforward with my clients
at
the end of the day.
My company is working in Google My Business, but I'm not very sure. They not give me any update. I'm not very sure it can be happen because almost more than week and I don't get any response.
And they don't have nothing. Okay. Who is working on it for you? Do you know?
Next call.
Okay. Okay. I'm not too familiar with them, but.
Yeah, another company because they try to do my business first. They tell you have to, you know, after we get paid, we need to get your listing back. But I'm still just waiting. Without listing, I cannot do anything. I cannot get calls. I cannot get any job at all.
No, I know. And that's why we got to help you there. So we will be representing you on this as well. But the thing is that are you paying that other company to look into this manner for you or no?
No.
Okay. So
no.
So I'm just asking
they
because.
They ask me for the, because they said no payment up the front until they finish.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard good things from that, I will say. Okay.
The kid is a partner with Google, but I'm not very sure. I get stuck.
Did they show you that they're a partner with Google?
Huh?
Did they show you that they're a partner with Google?
Yes. One have like a Google partner.
They showed you their Google partnership? Is that what I'm saying? They you saw it on
no,
their
no,
website?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to send you something. I just sent you a text message with a link in it. It just has our website. It's going to take you straight to localsplash.com, okay? On that website, you're going to see our Google Business partnership there. Let me know when you get there.
Yeah, I'm in the website.
Okay. It's going to say take control of your online presence. If you scroll down, you'll see 19 years in business. You'll also see our Google Ads partnership. Okay. This is that colorful G on there where you can click that if you would like. That'll take you to google.com. Okay. That's our partnership with them. That tells you that Local Splash meets all the requirements to be a partnership with Google. At the end of the day, if they don't have this on their website where you can click that and you can go over and see that, they're not a partner. Okay, so there's only 40 of us that have that authenticity badge on there. Now, when you're looking at unsuspending your account and us helping you get this back up and running, I'm going to help you out here because if you actually look at our pro package, it says $399 month to month with a $299 setup fee. I'm going to come down and I'm just going to give that to you for $199 on a month to month basis with no setup fee. That way we can get your foot in the door. We can start working with my tech team here so we can get this ball rolling and get that Google Business profile back up and running as fast as possible, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once we do have this listing secured, we will be only working with you to make sure that you'll never share your position. At the same time, you won't share your customers once you do get that Google Business up and running. But with the Swift Locksmith, is that the same name that you registered the Google Business profile with or no?
The main business is Swift Locksmith Service LLC.
Service LLC.
Yeah, but the other one, I do Swift Locksmith Rally, Locksmith Near Me. The name is different because you cannot do the same name.
Right. So which one got suspended and which one are we working on?
This is both suspended, but the one, the main business is still in the process because they send him appeal for the, you know, and they did not give me a back response. I'm still waiting. Is working
okay.
In it.
But, is it okay?
But the,
okay,
the
but is that? Go ahead.
But the second one that is show the customers my location is the office address is suspended, and I send appeal first for this one here. And they declined. They said not approved.
Hmm. Okay. And is that for the Swift Locksmith Service LLC?
No, for different names. Swift Locksmith Rally, Locksmith Near Me.
Okay. Swift Locksmith Rally. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Rally. Then
R-O.
Locksmith.
Is it R-O-L-L-Y?
What, sorry?
Raleigh, is it R-O-L-L-Y?
R-A-L-E-I-G-H. Raleigh, NC, North Carolina, 27612.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the business name that you put on the Google Business profile is Locksmith, Swift Locksmith Rally Near Me. Is that correct?
For the second listing, for one that has like a, you know, office
okay.
Location. And for the main business, that's verified from Google and all also is verified from Google guaranteed. If you go Google Guaranteed, they verify all my paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Google Guaranteed is on from yesterday.
Oh, but your listing is off.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
Google guaranteed they have all the paperwork. I don't know why they still listing, you know, it's very funny. Because Google guaranteed they have everything. They have badge. They have badge, green badge from Google.
Yeah, they have the green badge from Google. They've done the background checks. They've you've given the social security, all the pictures. I know. No, I understand where you're coming from. So it's just making sure that we're going to verify everything, and then we're going to be like, well, you guys verified his Google guarantee, but like, can we get his Google business profile back up and running, please? So the business address is the 5571 Home Valley Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612.
That's
where you verified? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm verifying the business and the, you know, registration for the car, the registration for the business, everything, yeah.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Last name, Saidi Alaoui, S-A-I-D-I-A-L-A-O-U-I.
Okay. Well, a little slower there. So I have S-A-I-Z-I-L-A.
S-A-I-D-I.
D-I, okay.
L-A-L-A-O-U-I.
Okay. So I have S-A-I-D-I-A-L-A-O-U-I.
Yeah, two words.
Oh, it's two words. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the space at? In between the I and the A?
No, between the first word is S-A-I-D-I. Dash A-L-A-O-U-I.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
It's swiftblacksmith79@gmail.com.
swiftblacksmith79@gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Oh, okay. Perfect. Let's see here. Awesome. Okay. And then, so the first month, like for us to get this started and going here, I can get you on an onboarding call as early as, I mean, I can really have my tech team call you in about an hour if that would work for you.
Yeah, sure. Just
okay.
Before let me see, before like 6 o'clock, because 6 o'clock I've been somewhere.
Yeah, it would be at 5 o'clock. Does that work for you?
That's work, yeah.
Okay, okay. So let's secure this here then. For the listing itself, how would you like to secure that listing for the $199? Is it going to be with a business debit card or a credit card?
The listing for the...
For us, yes. For us to basically partner up with you to make sure that we can get this going with you and Google.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we can pay with the $199.
Yes, sir. It's going to be on a month-to-month basis. So give me a sec here, though. Let me see. All right. I'm going to let my tech team know as well here, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I got that set up for you. And then for the card that you want to use, does it have your first and last name on there, the one that you gave me earlier? Or does it have the business business name on there, Swift Locksmith?
No, it has the first name and last name that they gave you to you.
Okay, and the billing address is still the same as the 5571, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 27612?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna create a security question for you here. This is just gonna help you and I. So every time we do call you, we want to make sure that we're only talking to you. So we are going to set up the security question. That way it verifies that you're talking to us as well too, and there's nobody else on the account. I have three questions for you. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Beautiful. Let me see here. And then what's mother's maiden name?
A-L-A-O-U-I.
A-L-A-O-U-I.
Yeah, second word from my last name.
Okay. Oh, perfect. All right. Let me make sure I type this in correctly because they block it out for me as well, too. Okay. Perfect. I have that in there for you. Okay. And then for the card that you're going to use on the method of payment, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
Let me take my, I think it's Visa. Let me bring my wallet. Can you stay with me? Let me stay here.
Yeah. You can put me on hold.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, let me give you the card number.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa. It's 52.
Visas usually start in the number 4. Are you sure it's not a MasterCard?
It's a debit card. MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. Yeah. There you go. I'm ready whenever you are. 52.
5293-2200-317-8091.
Okay. Can you repeat the last 8 numbers?
5293-2200-317-8091.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you?
Sure.
Okay. I have 5293-2200-317-8091.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got your expiration date?
Expiration date? 03/09/29.
0329?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
725.
725?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to walk you through what's called just a voice verification. This is going to be sent to you in writing. Again, this is where you're going to get your receipt, also with the pricing structure there at that $199 month to month, okay, at a flat rate. In this as well, I'm also going to give you our customer support number and my direct number here as well. Again, I'm going to set this up so my tech team will call you here in about 45 minutes, and then we're going to work with you on this to make sure that we can get all the correct information so we can submit that out to Google and really work on getting you re-verified again, okay?
Sure, no problem. Can I have your information?
Yes.
Business name?
Yes. So the business name is going to be Local Splash. The direct phone number for our customer support team is going to be 877 635 6225. Okay?
Okay.
And then my direct line, my name is Charlie, but my direct line is the same number, extension 203.
Extension?
Yeah, so it's going to be 877-635-6225, extension 203. That's how you can get a hold of me directly. If you just call the 877 number, that's going to be the customer support line with my tech team that's going to call you as well too, okay?
Okay, do you know how long can it take to get verified the business, everything?
Could take about a couple weeks. It just depends on the process of where we're at. That's why I said when they call you today, I'm going to have them jump on a call with you here at 5 o'clock. So then that way we can find out what's the process and then we can kind of go from that point. But typically it takes a couple of weeks to just make sure everything is correct with Google and you, and then the verification is back up.
And for the emergency call, I can get any calls until I get this process, because I cannot stay like 3 weeks or like 2 weeks without job.
No, absolutely. That's why I want to get the onboarding call process today so we can start working on that today for you too. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much because I need that.
Yeah, no problem. So let me walk you through this voice verification. That way I can send you this to your email address as well, because this is going to be secured with the pricing structure, so you never have to pay anything more. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions, just let me know, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Swift Blacksmith Service LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
It's Hafid, first name Hafid, last name Saidi Alawi, and the title of the business, President.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Awesome. Hafid, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name every time we call you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What's your question?
So basically, we all want to be on the same page here, so we just don't want you to be paying for something twice. So we're going to be working on this, so we're going to need your help a little bit when we contact you. We all want to be on the same page. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we can help you get you re-verified, just say, hey, Local Splash is already doing it for me, and they're in contact with Google on my behalf. And then that way, it's just you and I talking and our company with each other at that point, okay?
Sir, I'm gonna take my stuff from listing my business for other company because it took too long. I cannot wait too many days with no verification. That's not making any sense because I'm not new in business. Like I told you earlier, I have been in business almost
for 9 years. No, I understand that. What I'm saying is somebody else calls you on a Google business listing, you can just already tell somebody, hey, Local Splash is working on this. That's all I'm saying. We don't want you to pay for it twice.
No, I'm not paying it twice. I pay you guys to do verification for me. That's it. No one else.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we actually waived the account setup for you and we brought that reduced rate down, will be charged today, which is July 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. That's $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of just $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, okay? To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you, give me a sec here. I'm going to send you a Google Calendar right now to your email. I'm going to work quickly here because I need to send this over to my tech team so that way they can call you here in the next 30 minutes. Give me one sec here. I'm just waiting for this thing to load. Okay. So everything went through on my end. I do want to formally welcome you. We're like a family here at Local Splash. So if you need any help, additional help, please let us know. But you will be able to track everything that we do along with my tech team is going to reach out to you in about 30 minutes to just go over everything, verify everything is correct, so that way they can submit everything out from the Google Business Listing that we're trying to get re-verified again, okay?
Okay, no problem, sir.
Okay, so I just sent that over to you. You should have received a text message. It should say your first name. It should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Can you click that link? It's just going to take you to our terms and agreements page. Okay, let me know when you get there. Take your time.
Invitation, just your email?
It's through a text message. You should have received it through a text message.
I received one in the email.
Yes. You should receive some in the email and in text message. So you should receive a text message to the phone number that we have on file for the 1727.
Yeah.
And let me see here. And it'll say in the text message, you should have received 3, but it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and it'll say, please click here, and then it'll have a link to accept the subscription terms. And then you're going to click that. It's going to take you to our terms and conditions.
Okay, let me see the email because it's in the email.
Yeah, but go to your text messages. Your text messages is where you're going to receive that at as well.
Access to the dashboard, no?
Yes, there's that one, but I want you to click the ones where it says my terms, subscription terms. So it'll say, Hafid, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your email, invoice to the email we have on file. Should have been like the second text message that we sent you.
Okay.
And then when you click it, it'll have what we're going to do for you on there, but it'll also say on the bottom 2 checkboxes with, and then you'll just say confirm and you'll type in your first and last name and then you'll hit confirm on that as well. Do you see that?
Go ahead. Local Splash term and experience. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you're just going to click the 2 boxes on the bottom. You're going to type your name as it is on the bottom as well. It's spelt out. Then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page, okay?
Okay, let me see here. That's it.
Okay. You got your username and password?
No, I put my name in the bottom. What is name?
Did you hit confirm?
Let me see confirm. What is the confirm? I cannot
Okay. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. Turn your phone sideways. So if you're looking at it vertical, turn it sideways and you'll be able to click that.
Confirm. Signature does not match. What if I can put your signature?
Okay. Did I spell the name wrong?
No. This is my name, first name.
The name is spelled. The name is spelled correct.
Does not match. Exactly as it's up there. Oh. I don't push dash. I need to put dash between.
Oh, I did put the dash. I'm sorry. You did tell me dash.
Yeah. This is what happened. I don't put dash in the... They said we have to match. Oh. You make a mistake for first name also.
Okay.
Double F. Only one F.
Only one F. Okay. Give me one sec then. Let me resend that to you correctly, okay? Give me one sec.
Only one F.
Okay. Only one F.
This is only the name.
I apologize.
One F. No, thank you.
Okay.
And you need me to save the page?
No, you can get off of that because I'm going to send you a new one. That way it's done correctly for you. And then and then from there, you'll be all set. And then I will give you a call at about a half hour with my tech team. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see here. Let me just send this over to you really quickly.
They have the game. Like a 5 o'clock.
Invoice. Okay, so you should be able to receive this text message, and then from there, it should have the right with just one F. Let me know if you get that.
Yeah.
Haha, yeah, that should be it, because it's changed on my end. Yep. Okay, it should work now.
It's done. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. With the username and password, we sent that to you in a text message, so you can log in through that. Or you can just wait for my tech team when you do the onboarding call here in about a half hour. When they reach out to you, they'll give you their credentials for that as well, too. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll call you in about 35 minutes here, and then with my tech team, and then we'll get started on that onboarding call with you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.